Panic about a potential pandemic is sending shoppers into a frenzy. Stores apparently can't keep up with the demand for things like water, hand sanitizers, and other cleaners. NBC4's Hetty Chang is live in Tustin tonight outside a Costco there. Hetty?
Chuck, in fact, one of the workers here at this Costco in Tustin tells us he's never seen anything like it. He says they sold out of water and toilet paper within the first hour of opening this morning. The sign outside of this Costco in Tustin saved some shoppers a trip inside. Sold out of water and toilet paper. And we've learned customers are going to battle for it.
I've had people steal toilet paper and water out of other members' carts. And it's kind of ridiculous, actually.
Coronavirus preparation or panic, perhaps a little of both, is forcing some stores to limit how much product people can buy and sending shoppers into a frenzy. Truckloads of new shipments arrive late tonight, expected to be sold out the minute they hit the shelves.
People are just over the top freaking out.
From Alhambra to Irvine, entire walls of shelves empty. At this Target, hand soap is the hot commodity.
It's like the stuff you see with hurricanes and disasters and stuff, where people are getting ready to board themselves up.
Tonight, four quarantined Orange County Fire Authority firefighters got to go home. This after the patient they were exposed to Saturday tested negative for coronavirus. First responders now bracing for a potential influx of coronavirus patients, as Orange County is now under an emergency declaration.
I think this scare is probably good for people because maybe now they'll be more careful about the flu and different things.
And to that woman's point, experts say we should already have all these supplies at the ready for earthquake preparedness. We also checked online on Amazon and CVS. The popular hand sanitizer brands are also sold out. Live in Tustin tonight, Hetty Chang, NBC4 News.
Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of BB Temple worldwide. Well, I am sure you have witnessed the mass hysteria surrounding the latest public health scare this week from the coronavirus. Have you seen it? And though it is a concern, the media coverage, in my humble opinion, has blown it out of all reasonable proportion. So, let's all take a collective deep cleansing breath. And refocus our attention instead on what the Bible has to say about fearless trust. Amen. Well, let's look at a powerful verse from the book of Psalms to help us do just that, shall we? Thank you, O holder of the clicker. If you would, change that slide. And on that slide should be a Psalm of David, a Psalm of fearless trusting God. And this is Psalm 27:1. And it reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread?" I love this psalm because, like so many psalms written by David, suffice to say, he probably would be justified in being afraid. From Goliath to Saul, David faced down his fears many times, but he chose to trust in the Lord rather than in his fear. Amen. So let's look at the structure of this very powerful yet simple psalm. So I readjust. Okay. First of all, let's look at it. Where is the emphasis? Okay, because we look at structure. Things that are at the beginning of the sentence tend to be more important than the end. So here, what do we see? The Lord. The Lord. The focus is on the Lord, right? Amazing. and the repetition. And then the question, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I dread? The repetition. It's the emphasis. Be not afraid, right? And let's look at something else. The use of the possessive. When you see the word my, he totally owns it. David is preaching to himself for sure. But you know what? It works. It works for David. And can I share a little secret with you? You know what? It can work for you too. Because, oh precious peeps, I truly, truly believe our awesome Lord's heart breaks when he sees us simply paralyzed with fear. So many times I see people with disabilities, all people, but you know, a lot of times people with disabilities who are far more disabled by their fear than the disability itself. And I confess, I only left the house 2 times last year and only twice so far this year. All right. And the second time my scooter died. And I didn't even make it out of the driveway. Right, Mrs. T? She was graciously allowing me to at least attempt to renew my license, which did not yet happen. But I digress. Let us scroll down and continue. So I totally get it, right? But we have a choice. So let's make it personal, shall we? Because you can sit here and you can look at the nice slides and can listen to the nice lesson. But I want you to take it to heart. So thank you, oh blessed holder of the clicker, whomever that might be, to change that slide, change that slide. And you will see a little bit of a different structure here, right? Well, the structure is the same, but the emphasis is different. And this is what I want y'all to do. What does it say? It doesn't say a psalm. What does it say? It says my psalm. My psalm of fearless trusting God. And then the next line, a psalm of, insert your name here. Yeah, your name. Your name, my name. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? All right, how's that work? All right. My psalm of fearless trust in God. A psalm of Linda. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who is Linda going to fear? The Lord is Linda's defense in Linda's life. Who will I dread? All right. Well, let's try it one more time. Right? You tracking with me? Hope so. Let's do it one more time. But y'all are going to read it. You're going to read into it. All right? You ready? My psalm of fearless trust in God. A psalm of Dee Dee. A psalm of Brenda. Who else? Yeah, you put your name in there, okay? Let's try it again, back up. My psalm of fearless trust in God. A psalm of, the Lord is my light and my salvation. In whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? Awesome, you did a great job. Probably a little bit confusing there. But this is what you need to do. This needs to become part of your personal arsenal against fear. You did an excellent job. So, next time fear comes a knocking on your door, and it's going to come a knocking on your door, what are you going to do? Here's a takeaway, precious peeps. And thank you yet again, holder of the clicker, to change that slide. What are we going to do? We're going to wash our hands, right? Then we're going to take a deep breath, and we are going to own our fearless trust in God. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the weapons that you give us to fight the fear, because you really don't desire us to be fearful. What you desire is us for to have peace, the peace that passes all understanding, so that we're to be anxious for nothing. So let's make it a habit rather than to totally wig out when any little thing happens. You know, it's easy to do. But we are going to make a better choice. We are going to choose fearless trust in you. And we are going to do this as many times as it takes until it becomes part of who we are. And that we choose you, Lord, every time. Every time. And we praise you and thank you for that opportunity to make that choice. You love us and you're looking out for us. And may we become fearless for your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.